This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
First round running back. If at first you don't succeed, try again, my friends.
Dinosaur franchise.
The fact that they're meeting with him at least says it's on the table. Like,
I mean, I think he's a terrific prospect. I don't really want any part of him in the first round.
I don't know. To the best of our knowledge, they're not even wasting their time with, like, Shedeur Sanders or guys like that. I don't know if we'll get word on if they're meeting with, like, the second-tier, third-tier quarterbacks. Your Kyle McCords, Will Howards, Jalen Milroe, players like that. But they are with the best running back prospect in the draft. And the thought pretty much is out there. I mean, it's February. Still a long way to go. This is going to determine some of it, what happens at the combine here. But the thought is, if Dallas doesn't take him at 12, he could be there at 21.
I don't think so, because I just keep hearing that Denver loves him. That if he doesn't go to Dallas, he's definitely going to Denver.
Okay, you're thinking out loud that if those teams don't do it, you're worried or nervous the Steelers will.
I am worried or nervous the Steelers will, because I'm always worried or nervous that the Steelers are going to do the worst possible thing.
Even though they haven't had a losing season since 2003.
Well, we know that doesn't matter. That doesn't. Why would we bring that up? They drag, like,
well,
the
because,
corpse of a football team to 9-8 or 10-7.
Well, because I think that's a little harsh.
A little harsh?
I do. I think
coming from you?
I'm a straight shooter here. You said you're always afraid they're going to do the worst thing. Those comments should be reserved for, like, the Jets and the Browns. Yes, I think that
the Browns have won a playoff game more recently than they have.
True.
Over them.
Yes.
By a lot.
Yes.
Humiliating them.
Correct.
I'm not reserving that for the Jets or the Browns.
The sun shines on a dog's ass every once in a while. That's basically what happened in that game.
Then the Steelers' ass is getting very pale, because the sun hasn't seen that in a while.
But that goes back to what Donnie was saying about Khan. Donnie, if Khan is really in charge here, why the frig would they even waste their time on Genty? Doesn't that have Mike Tomlin written all over it? That's got Tomlin's, like, love and Rooney's love for, like, the elite running back and trying to get back to being the best running team in the NFL and trying to find their next Saquon Barkley written all over it. That doesn't strike me as an Omar Khan move.
No, it doesn't. But, I mean, if it's a player that they think breaks that mold and is one of those true
a guy who gets
round
invisible yards and stuff like that, hidden yardage that we can't even see. I think that was Kevin Colbert's terminology.
Yeah,
invisible
or
yards.
I would say more like the guys that have been picked recently in the first round that actually show
again
why they were picked. But I still don't think ultimately when it gets rubber meets the road time that they would do it.
I would hope not. I would hope they learn from Najee Harris.
But they're doing their due diligence just in case he's there is how I would view this to figure out if it is worth it.
If Ashton Genty was there or Ted Roy McMillan was there,
I'd take the receiver from Arizona.
What would they do? McMillan is, oh my God. I still think McMillan is viewed as the best receiver in the draft, although I've seen some kind of shakiness on that now lately. But
yeah, it seemed like so far, though, he's like head and shoulders. And
well, we got to see. I mean,
well, literally, because he's like 6'5".
There were no good wide receivers at the Senior Bowl, so that would explain why they didn't really scout those guys hard then. This will be our first way of measuring just how intent they are on finding a wide receiver answer in the draft, who they meet with at the combine, and then also like how they set up their pro day workouts. But I mean, if you were just an organization that categorically said, we made a colossal mistake drafting a running back in the first round, we're going to make sure history doesn't repeat itself, you wouldn't meet with Genty. Because you know he's not falling into the second round. I mean, that's just, right? I mean, or well, at least not deep into the second
round. Now I'm seeing, like, another reason you wouldn't draft him, though. There are people who think Amarian Hampton might be basically, like, 1A with him. Like, it's one of those pre-draft things.
So would it freak you out even more if they met with both?
Yes.
Same.
I'm getting texts from people, are the Lions a dinosaur franchise? They took a running back in the first round. Man, how much do I have to hammer it through people's heads? The Lions taking a guy like Gibbs, who's been awesome. The Eagles signing Barkley. On completely different levels as organizations as far as where they are built well and where they are along in their process. Like, it's not apples to apples here. Also, I will just say for the record, you have said, you tweeted out, it's Mike. Mike is the one hamstringing Omar. I like actually categorically disagree. It's art. Omar Khan could be Howie Roseman. Yes. Do you want to know what happened to Howie Roseman twice? He had personnel power that didn't exist because Andy Reid had it at the start.
Yeah, he got demoted.
And then Chip Kelly had personnel power too. And then on his Football Reference,
it's like Game of Thrones. He kept hanging around and waiting for his turn to pop up again.
12-30-15, he regained personnel control and then got a new title, Executive VP of Player Personnel. Who was the owner during all of that? Jeffrey Lurie, who finally saw the error of his ways, said, I'm going to let this guy run the show. No head coach is going to be above him, and has reaped the benefits. Two Super Bowl wins, another Super Bowl appearance. The owner has to realize that he's the one screwing it up.
But the owner doesn't think anything's wrong because they keep outperforming the mean.
Pony, that is my whole point here. Jeffrey Lurie realized something was amiss and said, Howie's not the problem. He could actually be the solution.
See, Donnie,
Art is the problem because he'll never realize that there is a problem.
Donnie, this is why I don't think you can rule it out because of what Chris is saying and because of what we're both saying. They think they're much closer to winning than we do. They think that they're closer. We've got a clip from Omar we're going to play later in the show. He said as much. It was a great question by Kabali. You've got people out there that say basically retool and rebuild. And he said, I think we're a move or two away.
Yeah, signing Patrick Mahomes and bringing in Howie Roseman to replace
him. I mean, is it that far-fetched that they think, we saw Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Can Justin Fields and Ashton Genty be that for us? They honestly might think that. You're making guttural noises over there. Why is that far-fetched? Donnie, do you think that that's an insane take? They look at Lamar and Derrick Henry and say, why can't Fields and Genty be our version of that? That kind of 1-2 running punch?
On their end, yes, it is an insane take. One of those guys you mentioned is a multi-time and could have been a 3-time MVP already in what, like a 7-year career?
But Fields has run for 1,000 yards.
We've ever seen.
Fields has run for 1,000 yards and Genty is looked at as a generational running back. Pair those guys up. Offensive line looks better. Look out. Here come your old school Steelers.
3 yards and a cloud of dust.
There'd be reason to be annoyed enough if they went first round running back again right after they just let another first round running back walk out the door a few years after drafting him. It would be even worse if there was a top receiver still hanging around or defensive tackle.
By the way, that is the Howie Roseman move that they could make that would actually, I think, piss people off. Howie just got quoted, patron saint of roster building, can never have enough O linemen or D linemen. I think if they take a really good defensive lineman in the first round, I won't be mad. It's giving Tomlin more resources on a side of the ball that hasn't delivered, but it is where you need to be loading up on personnel.
Yeah, we'll debate that over the next couple of months for sure.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacid.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Radford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.